Welcome to this deep dive into the world of John D. Cook Consulting.
Some fun.
It is.
Yeah.
We've got like a whole stack of materials here,
Yeah.
articles, their website, and some real-world examples of their
I was
works.
looking at that stuff, yeah.
And it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
What really struck me is that they're not your typical consultants. They
Right.
bring like serious math skills to the table,
Mm-hmm.
but they also have this deep understanding of data privacy.
Really interesting comp.
Yeah, which is a pretty unique combo, don't you think?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something you see every day.
Yeah, no, not at all.
What I find fascinating is how they're able to take these complex mathematical concepts and actually apply them to solve practical business problems, even in areas where companies might not even realize that math could be the answer.
Yeah, like I get that math is important for things like engineering and finance,
Of
right?
course, yeah.
But these guys have worked on projects in software development, biotech, even law.
Yeah, very diverse range.
That's a pretty diverse range,
Absolutely.
don't you think?
And it really speaks to their ability to adapt their expertise to different industries and challenges.
Yeah.
They've worked with everyone from like giants like Amazon and Google
Right.
to smaller startups and even law firms.
Yeah, it's like they're the secret weapon that helps companies uncover like hidden potential in their data.
Yeah.
But I gotta be honest, when I see terms like complex analysis on their website,
I can relate.
my eyes start to glaze over a bit.
Yeah.
Can you break that down for me in a way that even I can understand?
Well, you're not alone.
Okay.
A lot of people hear complex numbers and they think,
Why?
oh, this must be really complicated.
It sounds scary.
But think of it this way. Sometimes taking a detour through a more abstract world can actually lead to a simpler solution in the real world.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example
Yeah.
of how this complex analysis thing actually plays out in the real world.
Okay, we'll take electrical engineering, for example. Designing circuits and filters, that can involve a lot of tricky calculations. But by using complex analysis, engineers can visualize the behavior of these systems in a way that makes it much easier to predict and control their performance.
So it's like they're using a special kind of math lens to see patterns that would be hidden otherwise.
Exactly. And it's not just electrical engineering. They've applied similar techniques to problems in design and control across various fields. The key is that they're able to bridge the gap between that theoretical math and the practical applications.
That seems to be a common thread in a lot of their work.
It
They
is.
don't just hand clients a bunch of equations and say, good luck with that.
Right,
They
exactly.
actually help them implement these solutions and make them work in the real world.
Yeah, they're very hands-on. And one thing that really sets them apart, I think, is that they don't just solve the immediate problem at hand. They also look for ways to simplify and streamline existing models and processes.
Because who wants to be stuck with a clunky, overly complicated model, right?
You'd be surprised how often companies end up with these Frankenstein models
Really?
that are hard to understand and maintain. And John D. Cook Consulting can come in and help refine those models, make them more manageable, more efficient.
That's got to be a huge relief for businesses.
It
They
is.
can focus on their core operations while knowing that the math side of things is in good hands.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about crunching numbers, is it?
No, it's not.
They also have this whole data privacy expertise, which
Okay.
seems like a totally separate field.
It's a critical aspect of their work,
Yeah.
especially these days with regulations like ITIO and GDPR.
Right.
They help companies manage the responsibility of holding personal data and make sure they're doing everything by the book.
It's like they're fluent in both the language of math
Yeah.
and the language of data privacy, which is a pretty rare skill set.
It's a powerful combination for sure. And it's becoming increasingly important as companies gather more and more data. One area where their expertise really shines is in de-identifying unstructured data, things like text, audio, images.
Because it's not as simple as just removing names and addresses anymore, is it?
It's much more than that.
You've got to think about all the subtle ways that data can be linked back to an individual.
You got it. And that's where their deep understanding of both data and math comes in. They can spot these potential vulnerabilities that others might miss and help companies develop really robust privacy procedures.
That peace of mind must be invaluable for companies,
It is.
especially in industries like healthcare where the stakes are so high.
Absolutely. One particularly interesting area of their work is with HIPAA's safe harbor provision. It's all about de-identifying data so that it can be used without violating privacy regulations.
I've heard of HIPAA, of course, but safe harbor is a little fuzzy for me.
Yeah, so basically it outlines 18 specific pieces of information that have to be removed from health data to make it considered de-identified. Things like names, addresses, social security numbers, the obvious stuff.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you said it gets interesting. What's the catch?
Well, some of these identifiers are less obvious than you might think.
Okay.
For instance, did you know that URLs are considered identifiers under Safe Harbor?
Really? URLs?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's because your browsing history can actually reveal a lot about you.
Wow.
The websites you visit, the things you search for, it all adds up to this digital fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
That can be pretty unique.
That's kind of creepy when you think about it.
It is, yeah.
But it makes sense.
And removing dates of service is another one that caught my attention.
Oh, yeah. Why is that important?
Well, think about it. If you know someone went to a specific hospital on a certain date, and you have other publicly available data, you might be able to piece together their identity.
So it's not just about scrubbing obvious personal details.
Exactly.
It's about understanding how seemingly unrelated pieces of information can be connected.
And there's another wrinkle to Safe Harbor that often gets overlooked.
Okay.
What some call the 19th rule.
Ooh, a hidden rule.
It's not explicitly listed.
Okay.
But it's implied within the regulation.
I'm listening.
It's called the actual knowledge rule.
Okay.
It basically means that even if you've removed all 18 identifiers, if you have reason to believe that the remaining data could still be used to identify someone, it's not considered de-identified.
So you can't just blindly follow a checklist.
Right.
You have to actually think critically about the data and the potential risks.
That's why having expert determination is so important. If there's any doubt about whether data truly meets the safe harbor criteria, or if those restrictions are too limiting for a company's needs, expert determination provides an alternative path to using the data while still protecting privacy.
So they're not just mathematicians, they're like beta detectors too.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
I'm starting to see why their expertise is in such high demand.
It's a fascinating blend of skills, that's for sure.
It is.
But we've only scratched the surface of what they do.
I bet.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll delve into some more of their specific techniques.
Okay.
And how they apply them to real world problems.
All right, listener, as we pause here, I'm curious what's standing out to you about John D. Cook Consulting so far.
Yeah, what's piqued your interest?
We'll be back in a flash to continue our deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
All right.
All right, we're back and ready to dive even deeper into the world of John D. Cook Consulting. Before the break, we were talking about their expertise in data privacy.
Right.
But they're also known for their mastery of some pretty powerful mathematical tools. And one that I find particularly interesting is Bayesian analysis.
Interesting stuff.
You know, the kind of statistics that most people are familiar with can sometimes feel a little backwards.
Yeah, a little bit.
You mean like rejecting the null hypothesis and all that?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's found that kind of confusing.
Yeah, it can be. But Bayesian analysis is much more intuitive.
Okay.
It allows you to start with your existing knowledge and then update your beliefs as you gather new evidence.
So it's like you're not just looking at the numbers in a vacuum.
No.
You're bringing in all your prior experience and intuition.
That's the idea.
Okay.
And that makes it incredibly useful for business decision making.
Right.
Especially in situations where things are constantly changing. You know, you can adapt your strategy as you learn more.
Right.
Which is essential in today's fast-paced world.
So it's not just about finding the right answer.
No.
It's about having a framework that helps you make the best decisions with the information you have.
Exactly.
At any given moment.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like having a constantly evolving roadmap that guides you through uncertain terrain.
I like that.
Yeah.
This focus on practical solutions and adapting to changing information.
Right.
Reminds me of their work in signal processing.
Okay.
Specifically with Kalman filters.
Yeah.
Aren't those used in all sorts of applications?
They are, from GPS navigation to financial modeling.
Wow.
Kalman filters are essential for filtering out noise from signals.
Okay.
And what's fascinating is that sometimes adding a little bit of noise can actually improve the system's reliability.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Adding noise makes things better.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That sounds counterintuitive.
It might seem strange.
But it's true.
Okay.
Sometimes a Kalman filter can get stuck.
Okay.
If there isn't enough variation in the data,
Introducing
a bit of randomness can help it converge more accurately.
Okay. I'm going to need an example here.
Sure.
This is blowing my mind a little.
Okay. Imagine you're tracking a moving object.
Okay.
Like a car using GPS.
Right.
If the GPS signal is perfectly stable, the Kalman filter might lock on to a specific location
right.
and fail to adjust as the car moves.
Okay.
But by adding a bit of jitter to the signal,
you
can help the filter stay flexible
okay.
and track the car more accurately.
So it's like shaking things up a little bit
yeah.
can prevent the system from becoming too rigid.
Exactly.
Wow.
And adding noise also has applications in data privacy.
Oh, right.
Which brings us back to that theme.
Okay.
It can make it harder to identify individuals
right.
while still preserving the overall usefulness of the data.
That's a clever way to protect privacy.
It is, yeah.
It seems like they're always finding these elegant, unexpected solutions.
Well, they're good at what they do.
Speaking of elegant solutions,
mm-hmm.
their approach to A-B testing is another great example.
Right.
You know, most people think of A-B testing as simply asking, is A better than B?
It's a common way to think about it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I've always thought about it. Like, which version of a website gets more clicks?
Right.
Or which ad campaign gets more conversions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But John D. Cook Consulting goes deeper than that.
Okay.
Instead of just looking for any difference,
they
focus on whether option B is substantially better than option A.
So they're setting a higher bar for change.
They are.
Which I imagine can save companies a lot of time and money.
Exactly. And they also advocate for early stopping.
Okay.
Which means you don't necessarily have to run the test for the full plan duration.
Right.
If it's clear early on that one option is winning.
Okay.
Or that the difference between the options is negligible. There's no need to waste resources.
So it's about being efficient with your testing and focusing on the changes that are truly meaningful.
You got it.
I'm really seeing a pattern here.
What's it?
They're all about practical, intuitive approaches that align with how businesses actually operate.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And that brings us to another fascinating area of their work.
Okay.
Real-world data.
Okay.
Have you heard this term used in the context of healthcare?
I have.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely sure what it means.
So it refers to health information.
Okay.
Collected outside of traditional clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
Think electronic health records.
Okay.
Insurance claims data.
Right.
Even data from wearable fitness trackers.
So it's like getting insights from the messy real life experiences of patients.
Exactly.
Not just from controlled experiments.
Precisely. And that can be incredibly valuable.
Okay.
Because it often reflects actual patient behavior and treatment outcomes.
Yeah.
Better than data from clinical trials.
But I imagine there are some challenges too.
Of course, privacy is a major concern.
Right.
As much of this data falls under HIPAA regulations, John D. Cook Consulting helps companies navigate those regulations and determine whether they need to obtain expert determination to use the data safely and ethically.
It seems like their expertise in data privacy is woven into everything they do.
It's a core part of their approach.
Yeah. And speaking of data, they also have a deep understanding of statistical open source intelligence.
Right.
Or OSINT, which is all about gathering information from publicly available sources.
That's right.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What exactly is OSINT?
Sure.
And why is it relevant to businesses?
Think of it as the flip side of privacy.
Okay.
It's about understanding what information is out there.
Okay.
About your company, your competitors, and your industry.
So things like social media posts, news articles, public records.
Mm-hmm.
All of that digital exhaust we leave behind.
Exactly. And it can be incredibly valuable for market research, competitive analysis, even risk management.
Okay.
But it's important to use OSINT ethically and legally.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, knowledge is power.
It is.
But you have to be responsible with that power.
Precisely. And John D. Cook Consulting can help companies navigate that complex world of OSINT and make informed decisions about how to use it effectively and responsibly.
I'm realizing just how much I don't know about this whole world of data and analytics.
It's a big world out there.
It's amazing to see how John D. Cook Consulting is using their expertise to help companies make sense of it all.
It is. It's a testament to the power of applied mathematics and a reminder that the most elegant solutions often lie at the intersection of multiple disciplines.
All right, listener, it's time to pause and reflect. What's resonating with you most about John D. Cook Consulting?
Yeah, what new questions or insights has this deep dive sparked for you?
Hold on to those thoughts, because we'll be back in a moment for our final takeaways.
Right.
And a provocative thought to leave you pondering.
Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but my head is buzzing.
Yeah.
With all the ways that John D. Cook Consulting is using math to solve real-world problems.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it?
It is.
We've talked about everything from complex analysis to data privacy to statistical open source intelligence.
Right.
I mean, it's clear they're not afraid to tackle challenging problems
No.
in a wide range of fields.
And what I find really impressive is that they're not just theorists.
Right.
They're out there helping businesses implement these solutions
mm-hmm.
and make them work in practice.
They're true problem solvers,
yeah.
bridging that gap between the abstract mathematical concepts
right.
and the real world applications.
So for our listener,
yeah.
what's the big takeaway here?
Hello.
Why should they care about a firm like John D. Cook Consulting? It's a good question, and I think it's a reminder that in today's data-driven world,
mm-hmm.
a deep understanding of mathematics and data privacy
yeah.
is becoming increasingly essential.
It is.
Whether you're a large corporation or a small startup.
Right.
The insights and solutions that a firm like this can provide
yeah.
are invaluable.
It's like they're the secret weapon that many companies don't even know they need.
I think so.
You know, they can help you unlock that hidden potential in your data,
mm-hmm.
make more informed decisions,
right?
and navigate the increasingly complex landscape of data privacy regulations.
They can give you a competitive edge
yeah.
by helping you see those patterns and opportunities
right.
that others might miss.
You know, one thing that has really stuck with me throughout this whole deep dive
uh-huh.
is this idea of noise.
Interesting.
We talked about how adding noise can sometimes improve the performance of systems.
Right, like Kalman filters.
Yeah, like Kalman filters.
Uh-huh.
And how noise can be used to protect privacy.
It's a fascinating concept.
It's a concept that seems counterintuitive at first.
It does.
But it's actually quite profound.
It really is.
When you think about it.
Yeah, it challenges us to think differently.
Yeah.
About uncertainty and randomness.
Right.
In a world that often strives for perfect control and predictability.
Mm.
Embracing a little bit of chaos can be surprisingly beneficial.
It's like loosening your grip a little bit.
Yeah.
Can actually give you more control in the long run.
Exactly. And it's not just about technical systems either.
Right.
This principle can apply to life in general.
I think so too.
You know, sometimes stepping outside of our comfort zones,
mm-hmm.
embracing new experiences.
Right.
Even making mistakes
yeah.
can lead to unexpected growth and innovation.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that the most elegant solutions
mm-hmm.
often come from unexpected places.
They do.
And that sometimes a little bit of noise
yeah.
can be the catalyst for something truly remarkable. So, listener, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of John D. Cook Consulting,
mm-hmm.
I encourage you to think about how this idea of noise might apply to your own life and work.
It's worth considering, yeah.
Where can you embrace a little bit of uncertainty to unlock new possibilities?
That's the question.
What insights have resonated with you? What new questions have emerged? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely. And until next time,
yes.
keep exploring, keep questioning,
yeah.
and keep diving deep.
I like that. See ya.